Sensor Global saves lives with automatic compliance and manages smoke alarms, gas and water leak detection with 24/7 remote management. It provides complete control, reduced risks and improved compliance for property managers. To find out more, speak to Anthony Booth or head over to sensorglobal.com. Welcome to the PM Collective, a dynamic hub designed to empower business owners, property managers and BDMs to excel in their careers. Through access to intimate conversations, cutting-edge video training, mental health support, and unparalleled motivation, our community is the ultimate destination for individuals seeking to elevate their professional lives to new heights. So sit back, relax, and enjoy our next conversation on our weekly podcast, The Art of Property Management. Welcome to today's podcast. I am really excited to have a newbie join me today, and that is Holly from PM Collaborative over in Brisbane. Holly, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
I'm really happy to see you. For those that are listening, I have Holly as one of my PM Collective team leaders over in Brisbane, and Holly kindly helps host our coffee and conversations in that area. So if you are in the Brisbane location and want to join, they are super, super casual, and you can find the details of those events on our Facebook page. So Holly, I really appreciate you helping me with those. So thank you. How have they been going?
Yeah, they've been going well. Started off a little bit slow, but I still take the opportunity to, you know, take my laptop and do some work, enjoy the coffee, enjoy the view, and take it as it comes.
Yeah, and I always stress to everyone, like, they genuinely are so casual. They are such a nice thing to be able just to catch up with people in the industry. The random topics that, like, we've talked about before, like, generally, you know, talk about life or balancing things, but also sometimes we talk about reviews and how to get more Google reviews, or we talk about, you know, just any problems we're having, and it's just, they're just really, really helpful. So I do encourage everyone to, wherever you are located in Australia, to get to one of the coffee and conversation catch up. So let's get into our podcast today. Now, I want to find out a little bit more about you, because you are not currently working as a property manager, but as an outsourcing company. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Excellent. So Give everyone, for those that don't know you, a little bit of a rundown about you personally, what you've been doing and where you are now.
Okay, gosh, I'll try to do this really quick so I could go on.
Long story.
Cut a long story short. So I've been in the real estate industry for quite some time. Leasing a new business was my thing. Absolutely loved it. I think it was about 2009. We had six children. I had my property manager come through doing our inspection of our rental here in Brisbane. I said, really think I'd like to do that? And she said, no, you wouldn't. And I said, no, I really would. We already had that relationship established. You know, she was really cool, really kind, straight to the point. But yeah, I loved that, you know, that bond and that relationship we had, even with the team at the office. And so, yeah, there I went. I did my certificate and started out in, you know, as an assistant, and then moved my way up to property manager. And I found my niche in new business and leasing, loved it, went to, had a change, went on and did my nursing degree, loved that, you know, where people, and it really wore me out. And my kids said to me, Mum, we prefer you as a real estate lady. And and I always had that fire in my belly, you know, whenever I spoke about it and looked at my old stats or my old, you know, results posts on Facebook, it just really, really made my heart sing. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to jump in and do what, you know, finish what I started back then. So I originally had this idea 2014, 2015. I just had no idea how to get it off the ground. So here I am.
When you decided to go do nursing, was it because you were just maybe getting bored in the role, or because you had burnout? Like, what was the reason for going and doing that?
I wasn't bored. I loved my job, absolutely loved it. In saying that, I was working nonstop. I didn't have to work nonstop, but that was just me. I couldn't leave, you know, anything unanswered. I'm pretty bad at that. And I didn't like to kind of miss a lead. If someone could view a property on Sunday and they couldn't through the week, then I'd show them. If they wanted to view it at night, I'd show them, you know, their tenants, but their potential clients as well, and potential relationships that you can, you know, hold on to. And that's, I guess that's what it's all about, isn't it? Building those relationships and just establishing that connection with the community, because it does, it all comes back, you know, it comes back around. But no, completely different. I'm completely just lost with where I was going with that. But I just decided I did have an interest in healthcare and I wanted a challenge. So I did it. Yeah, full-time degree. I was an assistant nurse at one of the major ED hospitals on the Gold Coast. And baby number six was 12 weeks old. So I still don't know how we did it. But all I can remember is every assignment that I passed, just I was like, I loved it. I love that feeling of completing a goal. I'm very goal-driven.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. And so when you went back into then the real estate, did you go straight into your new business or did you just get back into property management and then started it later?
No, I got straight into my business. I put some money aside. I thought, you know what, I'm not getting any younger. I have a great network here of amazing friends and, you know, clients and previous, you know, past colleagues. And I thought, I'm going to do this. And I remember I have one of my very first managers. She's on my Facebook and I messaged her and said, this is my idea. You know, what do you think? And she said, I think you'll be absolutely amazing. Go for it. And yeah, I think so highly of, you know, this person and, you know, have so much respect for her. And I'm like, you know what, if she believes in me, then I'm going to do it. And so I did. Yeah, it was a huge risk. You know, I was earning a good income in the role, a nursing role that I had landed. But this is something I had to do. Yeah.
So PM Collaborative is about collaborating with your with property managers with outsourcing. And so Are you doing the ingoings, outgoings, routine inspections, anything else, anything less?
Yeah, that's right. I also help. I do have some buyer's agents contact me from interstate, you know, some pre-settlement inspections, things like that. I'm still working it out. I'm just basically here to help. To help any industry colleagues, you know, that need a hand really. And I guess we'll figure it out as we go.
Yeah, no, totally. So in outsourcing has been around for a while. So we do a lot. So in Perth, Property Assistors is a favourite and they help with those routines, ingoings, outgoings, etc. So I think WA is probably a little bit more ahead maybe than over East when it comes to outsourcing, because my understanding is that you guys don't do as many routine inspections as what we do and things like that. So are you finding that for Brisbane, for Queensland, that this was a relatively new concept?
Yeah, I feel like it's only just starting to surface and, you know, become okay with agents in Brisbane and Queensland, I guess. And I feel like, you know, I kind of regret not moving forward all those years ago. But I guess, things happen for a reason and, you know, I developed a lot of different skills along the way. So that was good. So definitely, yeah, it's definitely becoming more normal, I guess, in Queensland now. People are asking more questions. You know, people are realising that they can't do it all. It's crazy out there. Yeah, so it's just a matter of finding that fit. So I like to consider PM Collaborative as, you know, as that boutique, you know, collaboration, keeping it as personable as I can. You know, as mentioned, I am relatively new. It kind of kicked off around March this year. So, yeah, just go with the flow and see how that takes me, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just about, it's at the end of the day, it's just about how can I support property managers and then customising what you do to do that. And you might find as time goes on that people are needing more support with the routines, or maybe it's more support with the ingoings or more support with those pre-purchase. And then, yeah, and being fluid in business, I think, is really important for us all to keep in mind that it's okay to explore all opportunities before we actually fine-tune our specifics. So quite often we run business with blinkers on and just not step outside, but sometimes stepping outside gives us other opportunities as well. So it's good to
sort of keep that
mindset. Well, so far since you've started, are you finding that like property managers seem to want more help with the routines or the ingoings? Like, are you noticing any trends of what you're getting more inquiry for?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Inspect Real Estate, or IRE, is an Australian-based software company that is passionate about creating quality, customized solutions for agents, tenants, buyers, and property owners, designed by agents for agents, because we care. IRE has now processed more than 108 million inquiries and is currently being used by thousands of industry leaders. There are many time-saving products, from booking and managing inspections within our flagship product ROL, creating and managing applications with ToApply and AppChecker, and tracking keys with Keyware, through to listing on Inspect Real Estate's free property portal, Tenant App, plus so much more. Visit inspectrealestate.com.au or give us a call on 1300 934 721.
Definitely the routine inspections. Yeah, yeah, that's just constant, yeah.
So we did a survey about sort of 8 months ago, and what was quite interesting, and that this was a survey with property managers, about 534, I think, property managers around Australia. And it was interesting that the majority of them came back and said that they would be able to handle more properties, or be happy to handle more properties, if they had more support with their routine inspections. And so when I've actually run the figures, that if property managers and business owners that are listening to this can understand that outsourcing is actually an investment, it's not an expense, if that makes sense. So if your property managers can take on, let's say, another 50 properties in their portfolio, but you outsource their routine inspections, you are going to be quite a substantial amount better off, even after paying for the outsourced inspection fee. I can't remember the exact figure, but I'm just going to use the number 30,000. It was something like 30,000 a year that portfolio is making on top, yeah, of outsourcing. So it's definitely beneficial to look at the figures. And as we go into an industry where staffing is quite difficult, we need to start looking at what can we do within our office. If we're going to struggle with staffing, how can we still create capacity? And that will come down to efficiencies with technology, but also efficiencies with outsourcing as well. And yeah. I think that over time, that, yeah, the more people see that, you know, we're keeping happier property managers in the role and in their seat longer, just by simply giving them a bit of support like what you're offering over there, it's actually a really smart business decision for a business owner these days.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, a lot of people are nervous. It is. It's a nervous thing, isn't it? You know, trusting somebody to go out and do that task for you. But, you know, every new client I have, like, we're always touching base. I'm always asking for feedback. You know, each client's different. They, you know, have their reports tailored to what suits them, to their fit. So, you know, I make that work, and, you know, it's working well, and we're all happy.
And being like, yeah, an extension to someone's business, but like as a business owner myself, like I would see it as you're an extension to my business. Yeah, I don't have to deal with your headache, your super.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? All the businesses, which is good. I know that I do promote outsourcing for giving people a little break. So I have got a new staff member that's just started, and I have outsourced her first month's worth of inspections just to give her that break to learn new technology and things like that. So I also try to encourage people not to feel that if you're looking at outsourcing, don't necessarily feel that you have to like commit to it for the rest of your life, but you can just use it for that support for new team members coming on board. Maybe it's Christmas time and you need, you know, to give the staff a little break. Maybe it's a catch up with routine inspections that are overdue. There's definitely ways that business owners can use it to their advantage and not feel the need to commit to 12 months as
exactly.
well.
And, yeah.
And what you'll find is when people get comfortable with that, then they go, oh, actually, I really like this. Let's make this a change.
Yeah, definitely. And I do have a few clients. I mean, I feel like a part of each team, each client I have, you know, just, and that's the vibe we all have, which is great. And, you know, they keep me coming back, which is really good. And, you know, finding our fit, me finding my fit and them finding their fit. Yeah, at the end of the day, it's, we're all happy and the stress is gone, really, isn't it?
Oh, sorry, what was that?
Sorry, yeah, I was going to say, you know, a lot of agencies here have quite a large geographical area, you know, that so their properties are quite spread out. So sometimes they're out of the office the entire day, you know, and that's taking a huge chunk of their workload away. So,
yeah,
it really helps.
No, 100%. Well, I mean, we need to start thinking as an industry moving forward and, yeah, increasing this capacity, which I harp on about so much, but increasing this capacity, keeping people happy in their roles and, yeah, being confident enough to give outsourcing new technology a go, et cetera, as time goes on, just to keep the industry improving at all times. So it's good. And with having, you know, people like you as well, supporting property managers just by helping with those coffee and conversations as well is so important. And when I was speaking to Guy in Adelaide the other day, the podcast is before your one, she was saying how she, similar sort of to you in that she was in real estate when she was younger, but then she left and then came back to it. And she had said to me, if I had that support when she was younger or had those, you know, those people to help, like yourself and that support, she said, I wouldn't have actually got out of it. But hopefully even now you've also seen hopefully an improvement with opportunity now than maybe prior, which is why you come back and then hopefully you'll stay in it forever.
Yeah, definitely.
My last question for you, and do you have a team or are you on your own at the moment with the business?
It's myself and one team member. My daughter, I've actually just recently trained her up, one of them. So I was quite firm that, you know, I wanted family to keep away from my business. They used to tag along to my opens. They'd get all my keys ready. You know, they'd tell me my schedule and, you know, they had to get it spot on because I couldn't go to the wrong address. So I'd have so much trust with them back then. And, so I've got two that have just completed their certificate recently and, one's had a few months experience working elsewhere and she's moved up closer to home now. So she's like, Mum, can I? And I said, you know what, why not? And she's been, yeah, really great. I've been, you know, getting feedback from my clients and she's doing well.
Amazing. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Because that was exactly what I was going to say. Like surely with six kids, you're going to be able to create family team. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. And it's just that, you know, you want your team members to have that same value as you do. And I find it's just so hard. The industry is so dry at the moment with, you know, with people wanting work and I guess, you know, retaining staff and everybody meeting on that same level. And it's very scary, very risky. And I've just had a roller coaster of emotions the last few months. I'm hopeful that, yeah, moving forward, we've got it all worked out. All, you know, as much as we need to.
No, it's amazing. I think that I have turned my kids off real estate. I hope that changes because, you know, the same thing, they come, you've always come with me to appointments and balancing with them. And sometimes, like on the weekends when I'm seeing clients, I would say to my eldest, who's 14, and I'd say, hey, Mil, like, I'll pay you to come with me just to, like, do some video, like, just film me.
Yeah.
She uses that word cringy. She goes, that is so cringy, Mum. I'm not doing it. I always say to her, you wait. I said, you wait till you are 18. I said, and all your friends are at Hungry Jack's earning $15 an hour. I said, you're going to come back and pay more because I'll pay you money to video me. I'll pay you money to help me do inspections on the weekend.
Exactly.
You'll be earning a lot more. I said, I'll have your friends lining up for a job. So you'll turn around. I'm positive.
Yeah. I know. I think so.
Yeah. So we will see. But I'm really happy to hear that you've got, the kids sort of with an interest in it, because I actually think that that's really, really cool. And that's really special as well to be able to create this business as a family run business as well. And I think that's really, really great. So good on them.
Yeah, definitely. I think, it is. And it is. It's all about those values. And they realize, you know, it's important to me, it's important to them. And, you know, our elders they've all had jobs from the age of 13. So they've got those customer service skills and, you know, they know how to deal with people. They've got people skills. So the perfect recipe for PM Collaborative.
Absolutely. Well, it's something that I guess with younger people that I do get a little bit concerned about how they're going, like their work ethic and their behavior. Like I said to you before, getting onto, you know, pressing record on this podcast, like my kids this morning trying to negotiate school, and it's like, guys, we don't negotiate with school. You go to goddamn school. And
that's right.
I'm not going to be breeding adults that are going to not want to work Monday to Friday. You know, it's I'm trying to teach them now and be hard with them now. And I hope that they go through when they get older. Like, I mean, your kids are older now. So did you ever have
it
that?
It does. No, because I kind of used myself as an example. I was a pretty horrible kid. I was a horrible teenager. I had no goals. I mean, I didn't have, I guess, parents that, you know, were goals driven or career driven. And I just seen people around me and I was like, well, I, you know, with all due respect, I don't want to be like this or like that. I'm here for a reason. So I've always been goal driven. And so once the kids turned 13, it all started. I was doing a real estate run, grabbed a coffee from Donut King, you know, one of the local shopping centres, and just started chatting. I said, hey, what age do you guys accept resumes? And they said, well, 13, because a lot of places are 14, 9 months. And I said, oh, great. I said, I've got a couple of kids. I might send them in, you know, see how they go. And so basically it all started from there. So they all started at Donut King, and then they moved forward. For my nursing, we had to move to the outback for a contract I secured out there, and that kind of boosted a lot of opportunities for them. They became, you know, they had secured management positions, things like that. So when we came back to Brisbane, yeah, everything just changed. All of our careers and everything changed, and I think it was meant to be. Yeah, definitely.
It's a good experience, yeah.
For it really was, yeah. And they have the same interests, you know, they're not out wanting to do dumb stuff. They're working, they're hanging around with like-minded people, you know, same goals. And so I've been pretty lucky. You know, usually the kids are telling us to calm down a bit. We're a bit immature. So
yeah. Wrong with this. I was a very vanilla kid. So the problem my kids have got is that I was an easy child, never did anything, you know, that was a problem as such. And so they've got me with my good behavior as a kid as a comparison. So that's their part. But the other day, Millie's putting her resume in at a few places, and I'm trying to get her to do one at Hoyts. And she goes, well, what sort of jobs would I do at Hoyts? And I said, well, you know, you probably have to just like sort, you know, when the movie finishes, check the seats are clean and all of that. She goes, don't they have a cleaner for that? And I was like, Millie, you are the cleaner. You're 14.
That's you.
I was like, dear God, we're going to have problems with this child.
Oh, that's awesome. No, definitely. I think the best skill anyone can learn, and it needs to start young, is communication, people skills. I think once you've got that, you're ready to go. You're ready to tackle life.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
It has been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today, Holly. Thank you so much for jumping on. And for those that are in that Brisbane area that are interested in getting a bit more assistance within your office, PM Collaborative, reach out to Holly for that. And absolutely check our Facebook events page for the coffee and conversations that are in that area as well. We've started already doing our planning in advance. So hopefully there's some good options for people, and Holly and myself look forward to seeing you all then. Thanks, Holly.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
The Grout Guy are leading experts in regrouting, waterproofing and tiling services nationwide. Property managers find comfort in their 10-year waterproof warranty on all full shower regrouts. Visit thegroutguy.com.au to rejuvenate your property's tiles and grout now.